Hi, I'm Ken Kessler, and welcome to the Sounds of Christmas podcast. If you're new to this podcast, I want to start by saying thanks for joining us. If you're not new, welcome back. Either way, I'm glad you're here. Now, to avoid any confusion, I want to start off by saying there won't be any music played here. This is a place for conversation. I'll talk about Christmas music and some related topics, sometimes by myself and sometimes with guests. If you're looking for music, just go to soundsofchristmas.com and click on the tree or the player on the front page or on the Listen Now page. We play the best variety of Christmas music all year long. Well, except in October, when we play the best variety of Halloween music. This is a different kind of episode for me. Most of the time, I try to keep the Sounds of Christmas podcast upbeat and positive, but something happened this week that I want to mention because there's a good chance those who listen to this podcast have run across something similar. And just so you know, it's not just me. I invited Scott from the Holly Jolly Xmasu podcast to join me because he has come into something similar. Hi, Scott. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Ken. Thanks for having me on.
You are very welcome. Now, on the Sounds of Christmas Instagram page the other day, I had posted the artwork for an artist's Christmas single, and I said something to the effect of, we're adding some sights to the Sounds of Christmas, or at least to our social media. Kind of clever wordplay. It's something I've been doing for years, posting a picture of an artist's album or single, or a picture of an artist celebrating Christmas in some form or another with that same line. And people who follow me like seeing little Christmassy things. Not a big surprise. Try to post something like that every day. It's my little way of trying to honor Christmas in my heart and keep it all through the year. I was pretty sure if you follow me on social media, even if you just listen to this podcast, you probably feel the same way. Well, on this particular post, somebody commented, it's August, knock it off with this garbage. Except they used a different word than garbage, a word that I choose not to repeat here. I immediately deleted the comment, blocked the person, even went so far as to report them for harassment because it really bugged me. I doubt anything will come of that, but I was really angry and wasn't sure what else to do. And on a recent episode, I had Rhea Stevens on and talked to her about this a little bit. For some reason, there's just something about Christmas and Christmas music that makes some people unreasonably and irrationally angry. Scott, have you run into this kind of thing?
Luckily, I haven't dealt with it so much online with my podcast, but I have run into it in real life. I have one friend who for years has had a big issue with doing anything Christmassy outside of, you know, late November through late December. And he used to just jump on me for, you know, posting on Facebook about the local station starting their Christmas music. But as soon as I started my podcast, for the first year to year and a half, anytime I posted a link to one of my episodes, he was jumping all over me saying, you know, you realize it's not Christmas. I'm like, you realize that's what my podcast is about. And I can't tell you how many times he told me that I needed to cover some other sort of music. And he has finally given up, but I've seen, especially lately, a couple of the Facebook accounts and some of the podcasters, I've seen them getting attacked in social media just for posting stuff outside of the generally accepted Christmas season.
It's so weird because this doesn't happen with other holidays. If you go into a big box store like Walmart or Target, the last few days of December after Christmas, the Christmas stuff is mostly gone and Valentine's Day stuff is on the shelves already. Nobody is upset. Nobody says anything. Middle of January, Easter items are in the store. By March, red, white, and blue stuff for the 4th of July is in the store. Cracker Barrel had Halloween stuff in their store shortly after the 4th of July. No outrage about any of that. But when Christmas stuff starts showing up after what some people say is the acceptable time for it, they just lose their minds. And I, for the life of me, I don't know why.
You know, I think it's the war on Christmas.
It's
nobody complains about, you know, the Halloween creep or Valentine's Day creep. I don't know if they associate it with the commercialism of it or what it is that bothers them so much, but I thought it, you know, it eased up a bit in 2020 when a lot more people were relying on Christmassy stuff as kind of a comfort thing through COVID, but it seems to have really rebounded.
Yeah, it's I do a podcast almost every fall about Christmas creep because it's not true and it's nothing new. About 30 years ago, I ran the shipping and receiving department for a big box bookstore. By the first week of August, we already had boxes and boxes of Christmas books. And this isn't like books to give as Christmas gifts. This is those big, heavy coffee table, decorating, cooking, fashion, those kind of books. And people were coming in and asking for them. And for retail, if people want a certain thing that you sell, if you don't put it out for them, they'll find it somewhere else. That's just how retail works. It's how retail has always worked. So, and this wasn't just like one or two Christmas weirdos that were coming in. It was lots of customers, lots of our regular customers asking every day, when are you going to have the Christmas books out? And I'm sure this happens in other stores. And you just gotta put the stuff out. If people weren't buying it, stores wouldn't have it available. It's that simple. But there are just some folks who just, oh, they're just so outraged. Oh my God, there's Christmas stuff in the store already. How does that do anything? How does that hurt you? I for the life of me, I don't get it.
Well, and with as many social media accounts now that post Christmas stuff year round, you would think people wouldn't get as worked up about it. But I know I've seen at least three or four posts just in the past week about either, you know, the people who post stuff being upset by the comments, or one of them even said that they were considering putting an end to their Facebook page entirely just because of the outrage that was sparked by one of their posts. And it was like, you know, a vintage Christmas picture.
It's just, it's really, it's just crazy that, you know, I could understand somebody being upset if I was tooling around the internet, posting about my Christmas station or my Christmas podcast on everybody else's pages. Somebody posts a picture of their dog and I comment, you should be listening to the Sounds of Christmas. And there's a link. I can understand people being upset about that. And I don't do that. I keep it to my own pages. And it just is crazy that you would follow the Sounds of Christmas on any Instagram or whatever, any social media platform, and then be upset that I'm posting Christmas related content. What would you expect? I mean, you have for your podcast page, why would anybody think that you wouldn't post stuff about Christmas music? It's just, you know, I don't want to keep saying it's crazy because I'm not a psychiatrist, but it's crazy.
Yeah, it'd be like getting upset about, you know, someone who runs an NFL fan page posting, you know, pictures of football players.
Yeah. And people talk about sports out of season. My brother is a huge baseball fan, huge college basketball fan, and nobody says anything to him if he posts something on his page way outside of those seasons about anything that's related. And I know that there are lots of people who who treat sports as a religion. So it can be a big deal. But there's something about Christmas and Christmas music that just, I don't know.
Well, and what's funny, it's not even, I've heard people say, you know, try to say it's like a religious thing or something, but it's really not. It's the one friend of mine who got so upset over my podcast, he is extremely religious. And 90% of what he posts is religious content. So you would think he would be a little more accepting of, you know, promoting Christmas year round. But I actually, and this was a few years ago, we went to Mass one Sunday, and it wasn't a regular priest, but the priest that Sunday gave an entire homily about not playing Christmas music not just Christmas music, but not getting into the Christmas spirit before it was a little closer to the actual day. And he specifically mentioned the decorations, the music, and everything else. And, you know, if anybody should be promoting Christmas throughout the year, you'd think it would be people who that's their stock and trade. So
yeah. I you know, I can understand if I'm trying to make people listen. I don't know how I would do that, but if I were, but I don't expect the Sounds of Christmas is on playing Christmas music 11 months out of the year. It's all Halloween music in October. But I don't expect that everybody who likes Christmas music is going to be listening all year long. I get that. It's there because some people are, but it's there because if you need that little musical Christmas spirit, you have a place you can go and click the button and hear it. But I'm not making anybody, I'm not suggesting that you should be doing this. It's just available to you. And I get that it's not for everybody. So I really don't say anything is bad about anybody who doesn't listen, who doesn't like Christmas music, or who doesn't like Christmas at all. I get that it's not for everybody, and everybody has their own reasons, and that's fine. But what does my posting something or talking about something related to Christmas or Christmas music, how does that hurt you? I just don't see it.
Especially like you said, it's not like you or I are going into someone else's space and trying to force it upon them. You know, we post it in our space. We don't, you know, intrude upon, you know, football pages or wrestling, politics or anything else. We're strictly posting it on our own social media accounts. So if you have a problem with it, don't follow us.
Yeah. It really is that simple. And this, I mean, people have been for a while now complaining about the so-called Christmas creep. And I have plenty of stats and figures that it's not a thing. Elvis's Christmas album came out in the middle of October in 1957. And Frank Sinatra had a Christmas album that year that came out the month before. So that was out in September. And I have not heard, I wasn't around then, but I haven't heard of anybody who was upset at either of them for putting Christmas music out that early. People were upset about Elvis because he was a rock guy singing Christmas songs. How dare you? But nobody, there was no, it just, the whole creep thing just didn't exist. And internet trolling has just, I guess, gotten to the point where some people feel protected by the anonymity of it. And it makes them say awful things that they wouldn't normally say. I can't imagine that Yeah, well, I don't know this guy who posted this thing on my Instagram page. I don't know him, so I have no idea. Maybe he is like that in real life. I don't know. But I don't think most of these people would say some of these things to your face. I think that the internet gives them, I don't know, permission to be horrible. I hate to say that.
Well, and it's not that they even say it for the most part in a respectful way. Just the fact that I have seen, you know, the one Facebook page the other day threatening or even considering shutting down because of the negative comments. And I've seen other people in the past who have literally stopped, you know, Facebook pages, blogs, whatever, because, you know, people weren't attacking them with good reason. They were just attacking them for the sake of attacking them. And I don't understand having that sort of negativity in your life that you have to force it upon other people in that way.
Yeah, there's a I hope it's not growing, but I fear that it is a growing attitude that it's okay to attack somebody if they like something that you don't. I had posted on my personal Facebook page a few weeks ago, I had watched Casablanca again. I think it was on HBO Max or something, and I had elected to watch it. And I did, and it was very, and the reason that I had posted about it was that it was very funny that at the end it said, people who watch this movie also like these. And one of the other movies that it had as a choice was Young Frankenstein. And I laugh. I thought that was funny. I mean, it's not wrong. I do like Young Frankenstein and I like Casablanca, but I don't know what leads from one to the other. So I thought that was funny and I posted it. And posting this obviously shows whoever's reading it that I like both of those movies. And most of the comments were people laughing about it. But one guy went on a diatribe about his opinion of the movie Casablanca and how awful it is. And he just went on. And I thought, what is it that would make you post something like that when somebody mentions that they like something? If you don't like it, move along. They're not saying, you know, I didn't say Casablanca is the best movie ever made. Prove me wrong. I didn't say that. I just said that I had watched it and enjoyed it. And then it made this connection to Young Frankenstein that I thought was funny. But something about that made this guy go off on me and this movie. And I don't know what it is that makes people do that. I mean, obviously that's not Christmas related, but it's the same kind of thing. Why, when somebody posts something that they like and it doesn't have anything to do with you, why would you feel the need to attack?
Well, and so many people now, it's not that they are voicing their opinion or trying to defend their viewpoint. They tend to turn everything into a personal attack. So instead of saying, you know, I disagree with you and here's why, they say, I disagree with you and you're an idiot. Yeah. And, you know, that's not how we carry on a civil conversation.
Maybe it's because I'm just not like that, that I can't understand how you could see something where somebody says, I like X, and be filled with such rage that you have to tell them how stupid they are and how terrible X is and whatever. I mean, there are bands that I don't care for, songs that I don't care for, books, movies, TV shows, etc. But if one of my friends posts that they saw such and such a movie and it changed their life, they really liked it, why would I think it would be okay for me to go, you're an idiot, that's the worst movie ever made? But some people get triggered and do that. And I have no idea why. And I don't think we're going to figure that out on this podcast. But I'm glad to hear that I'm not the only one. And one of the reasons I wanted to talk about this was because people who like this podcast, who listen to this, and I hope that people who listen to Holly Jolly Xmasu don't have to deal with this kind of thing. But if you have had to deal with it because you like Christmas stuff, I hope you realize you're not alone. And there's nothing wrong with you liking Christmas stuff. It's okay. If you want to listen to Christmas stuff in August, that's fine. It doesn't even have to be my station. That's okay. It's easy enough now to be able to listen to stuff on streaming services all over the place, and YouTube, and you could, and there are Christmas movies, by the way, on HBO Max. I think it's just called Max now. If you don't want to watch Casablanca, they're not sponsoring this podcast. But I think I saw that The Grinch was on there and something else. And nobody's upset about that, by the way, which maybe they just don't know. I don't know. I don't even know what to do with this. I mean, when I saw this comment, I got really upset. And I wanted to comment back and yell at this guy and call him names and all that kind of stuff. But I feel like I'm just lowering myself to that level, and I don't need to do that. And I really didn't want that kind of thing connected to the Sounds of Christmas. And I hope that that's not the result of this podcast. But
and the closest I've had outside of that one friend, I've gotten a couple comments from people who didn't like a particular album or artist that I covered. And there was one that was a little on the harsh side about not liking that particular artist or style, and being pretty insistent that I, avoid that kind of album in the future. And I'm like, I could respond, but I didn't want to turn it into something negative that would either turn into an argument or get other people thinking that having a problem with my content just because of the way I responded to that person. So yeah. I let the comment sit and I just moved on.
You know, when I was 19 and I knew everything, I wrote for the college newspaper. And one of the things I did was album reviews. And I was 19 and I knew everything, and I knew what good music was. And more importantly, I knew what it wasn't. So I enjoyed writing reviews that attacked and said that this album was terrible, and I would give it 0 stars and go on and make fun of the singer and all that kind of stuff. And not proud of that now, but I was a 19-year-old dumb kid. And I don't do reviews of Christmas music now because I play lots of Christmas music and I try to play everything. And music taste is very subjective from one person to the next. And all of that's fine. Some of the stuff that I play is by artists that advertise. So that's a little conflict of interest that if I were to review, in the first couple years of the Sounds of Christmas station, Mannheim Steamroller sponsored us and they advertised. And if I wrote a glowing review of their new album, it would, if you knew that Mannheim Steamroller had given me money to put commercials on my station, it would be hard not to think that I gave them a good review because they paid me. And that wouldn't be the case. But I just don't want anybody to think that. So I don't do reviews, and I don't want anybody to be upset that I talk bad about Christmas music that they like. It's, I, If you come to my station or my podcast because you like Christmas music and you don't like the specific same exact stuff that I like, that's okay. And it's okay if I don't like the same stuff that you like, but I don't need to call you names about it or try and make you feel bad about yourself or pretend that I know that I'm some. I love Christmas music. I know a lot about it. I don't know everything. I don't consider myself an expert. I don't think that I know more than you or than people who are listening. I'm no better than anybody else. And I just love Christmas music, and I love sharing it, and I love talking about it, and I love doing it all year long. And if that bothers somebody, don't listen. Don't follow me. Don't connect on social media. It's that simple. You don't need to attack me. If you don't like what Scott's doing, you don't need to attack him. You don't need to attack anybody. I don't get it. And I don't want to, you know, beat this to death. I wish there was an answer. I didn't get sucked into this guy's game. If it was a game, I know some trolls like to do that and they want to pull you in. And I didn't do that. I just deleted the comment and blocked him. And really, that's the best thing. And if you run into this, it's harder if it's a relative or a friend who does this to you. But if it's not, that's all I can suggest. That's the only answer. I don't know. Do you have any other kind of suggestions for how anybody can deal with this sort of thing?
Actually, if it's a relative or friend, it's a lot easier to just punch back at them. I honestly, for the most part, I have to agree. Just not, it's always best not to bite. I mean, yeah. I think some of them, like you said, throw it out there hoping for a reaction. And I would just prefer not to get into it with people like that. And that's part of why, you know, I play some of the stuff I play isn't necessarily my cup of tea, but I try to say something positive about everything I have on my podcast. Part of it is that, you know, if somebody's worked hard enough that they've managed to put an album out, you know, that's a lot more than I'm ever going to do. So how is it my place to criticize that? But at the same time, I may not like it, but somebody out there, I'm sure, does. And I don't want to, I never want to come off sounding like some of these people who make these attacks against social media pages just because they don't like you posting your content when you post it.
Yeah, I think that there's different perceptions on when it's okay to listen to Christmas music, to eat candy canes, to decorate, to otherwise celebrate the season. And that's fine for you, but you don't get to decide when anybody else does, period. I mean, if I don't have any, happen to have any, usually I have some left over, but I don't have any candy canes right now. But, you know, when I was in high school, there was a drugstore not too far from our house, and they had new boxes of Bob's candy canes every year that they put out on the 25th of September. And I loved that. That was something I could count on, and I would go there. And if I went too early in the day, they weren't out yet. But, you know, if it was on a weekday after school, I could ride my bike over there and I knew I would be getting that. And nobody said anything. Nobody bothered me. And it was just, you know, it was just something for me. And it was just something that made me happy. And if there's something that you love that makes you happy, you don't owe anybody an explanation for it. As long as it's legal and doesn't hurt anybody, I guess I should add. But if, you know, if there's a movie that you like, great, enjoy that. There's a book you like, a record, holy cow. Well, there's some people who still have, you know, if there is an album that you like or a song or a group or whatever it is that makes you happy, terrific. If you like painting, if you like anime, if you like Game of Thrones, on and on and on, whatever it is that makes you happy, God love you, enjoy it. And don't try not to let anybody take your joy away. Boy, that sounded really serious. Okay. All right. Well, before we wrap this up, what do you got coming up on your podcast, Scott?
I am struggling to get through my August episodes. I've got a couple herniated discs and I messed them up pretty bad about a week ago.
Ouch.
So my goal is to get one of my August episodes out before the end of the month. And then I will get the other one out as soon as possible at the start of September. Other than that, I've got some really cool stuff lined up for the rest of the year. I have a couple albums that I should be getting within the next week or so that will hopefully be part of my December episodes. I'll just say I've got December shaping up to be a really cool month.
You've been on this podcast before, and I, because we talk offline, I mean, we talk online and stuff outside of the podcast, and you've been on a few times before. I neglected to really introduce you and your podcast. So for anybody who doesn't know, what is Holly Jolly Xmasu all about?
I cover Japanese Christmas music. I got interested in it a few years ago. I've amassed a pretty large collection. Anything that I cover on my podcast, it comes from my collection. So if you're listening to it, I have the album, I have the record, the CD, whatever, actually in hand. And a large percentage of what I cover, you're not going to hear anywhere else. So a lot of the albums that I have covered over the last, 3 years now, you're not going to find them on YouTube. You're not going to find them on Spotify. I'm really the only place you're going to hear a lot of these. So if you're interested in hearing something out of the ordinary, Christmas music that you're not familiar with, tune in and you're going to hear some really cool stuff.
And where can everybody find you?
You can find me just about anywhere podcasts are hosted. Just do a search for Holly Jolly Xmasu. I'm on most of the major podcast outlets, just with that one exception. But that's thing. I do play the music as I'm talking about it, so that's part of why I'm not on the one platform. Gotcha. But yeah, if you get a chance, check me out.
I'll put a link to your podcast in the show notes, so everybody can just scroll down there, click on that, and go over and check out the podcast. Thank you so much for coming on and talking about something that's not as pleasant as some of the things we talk about. I promise the next time you're on, it'll be more fun.
Okay. Thanks for having me on. I always enjoy it.
And thank you so much for listening and for continuing to support the Sounds of Christmas station and podcast. I told you how to listen to the station, and you're already listening to the podcast, so my work here is just about done. All of our episodes are available on the Sounds of Christmas website. Just click the podcast tab. We also have a Linktree page so you can find us on your favorite streaming site, and then you can connect and subscribe, and you'll never miss another episode. And I'll put the Linktree link down in the show notes, too. If you have comments or suggestions on this episode, previous episodes, the Sounds of Christmas Station, or the Sounds of Halloween, feel free to reach out to me on social media or through the website. Thanks again, and may you always believe in Santa Claus.